Mythic Imagination. Hi, I'm Honora Foa. In tonight's podcast, we'll continue our conversation with O.R. Melling from her home in Ireland. This time of year, as everything turns green, the Emerald Isle comes easily to mind. St. Patrick's Day, the little people, shamrocks, and the hill best known to most of us as the center of Ireland, Tara, fills us with its imagery. O.R. tells us what March has to do with Irish traditions.
Well, of course, March for the Irish is the month to do with St. Patrick. March 17th is his feast day, but we usually spend at least a week celebrating it and then another week recovering from it. He's an interesting character because although he's sort of shown in the Christian view today of, you know, the bishop, and he looks very grand. In the older stories, he was actually, he was always seen in tales of battling druids, not physically battling them, but in contests where the druids would show their magical powers, and then St. Patrick would show his magical powers. So he proved himself to be a chief druid, and was one of the reasons why he was accepted in Ireland. And, of course, the crazy thing about him saying that, you know, to prove the Trinity, trying to explain the three leaves of the shamrock to the people of Ireland is definitely a modern-day version of him, because, of course, they always had three gods or three goddesses in one, like the three faces of Bridget, the mother goddess. So they wouldn't have had any difficulty whatsoever understanding three gods in one, and certainly wouldn't have needed the shamrock to explain it to them.
Tell us more about how this ties in with the stories about fairies and the little people.
I think one of the things people don't realize about fairies, because of course everyone concentrates on the high tradition of fairies, the high romantic tradition, where they're always tall and beautiful and elven. But in fact, in the Irish tradition, fairies are at once grand and comic and also glamorous, but also grotesque. So there are all kinds of characters within fairy. And certainly the leprechaun is one sort, and I tend to use leprechauns and their cousins, cluricons, for both comic relief and also for buffoonery, but also because this is what's true to the Irish tradition. Now, cluricons belong to the Fir Yarraga, which means the red men, and they're certainly known for being red because they like to drink a lot, and they usually have red noses from drinking and red faces. And I have a cluricon in the Summer King, and I have a leprechaun in the Hunter's Moon. The leprechaun in the Hunter's Moon is always kind of cross and cranky, but this also makes him funny, and he drives around in an old vintage car full of shoes that he hasn't mended yet. In the case of the cluricon in The Summer King, there's an aspect of him which, of course, and would be true of spirits of another sort, that they're not only funny, but they can also be frightening. You know, they can tip. He would tip something. Every once in a while, he would tip into something much older and even slightly frightening than the funny red man that he is. He plays the part of the fool at one point in a game of cards. In fact, he's the red fool, and he appears in the cards, and then he appears dressed in a harlequin costume, and you know, with bells on the cap and carrying a wand full of bells, and all of these are actually taken from old fairy tales. She Scialta is what they're called, fairy tales. Old Irish fairy tales. And I find it very easy to slip characters like that into my stories. And I think humor is important, is very important to, God knows, it's what lightens the journey for all of us and also lightens a story. It's actually what I think is quite amazing about the Harry Potter stories is the humor. It's so important, I think.
Most of us have heard legends and stories about Tara. Living here in Atlanta, we're familiar with Gone with the Wind and Scarlett O'Hara's love for her home called Tara, which she fought so desperately to save. Can you tell us a little bit about the significance of Ireland's Tara?
Yes, you're asking me about Tara, the sacred center of Ireland. I've gone there many, many times. It's certainly a custom for people all over Ireland to go to Tara on the solstice and also on Halloween, which is the beginning of the Celtic New Year. And usually any time during the major festivals, the summer, the winter solstice and the equinoxes, loads of times I've gone out to Tara and you just find other people all arriving there themselves, you know, just at these times, as well as people who hold ceremonies there. It's a beautiful place. It's a huge hill. The name itself means a view of a wide prospect, is generally what the term means, Tara. And you just standing on Tara, which it's like almost like a plateau, I would describe it, because it's not a summit of a hill, but standing there, and it has several mounds on it as well, sacred mounds on top of the flat of the hill. But standing on it, you can see all around. You can see Ireland from all sides. It's a huge, expansive view. It's incredible. You can see the sea and the hills of the west, the sea in the east, just an amazing view. I don't know if you're aware at the moment, but they're planning to build a motorway right across it, or right through its main territory, not through the summit, but around through its territory. So we're all involved in a huge battle to try and stop this motorway from going through it. The forces of the shadow work in many ways, and they can certainly work through developers and road builders and the thing that's called progress. So there's a huge battle involved at the moment to protect the area around Tara. This is happening quite a lot in Ireland. In fact, there was a battle to protect the Sacred Mountain a good few years ago, the Sacred Mountain of Kilpatrick. The Taoiseach, the Prime Minister of Ireland, had actually granted mining rights to his son's company to mine the Sacred Mountain. So needless to say, it was a combination of environmentalists and Roman Catholics put a stop to that. But so the same kind of fight's going on now to protect Tara.
Then I guess the battle for Tara still rages. So do the good guys ever win?
Yeah, sometimes actually the good side wins here in Ireland as well. There was a case just a few years ago where a main highway in the west was to go through a fairy fort, a fairy raft that held a very old hawthorn, a fairy tree, and a local storyteller and all the local people all fought to protect the fairy fort, and the highway went around it instead of through it, which was great.
Mythic Imagination is a production of the Mythic Imagination Institute. The sound designer for Mythic Imagination is Brad Barnett. Special thanks to Creative Digital Group for the generous use of their studio. Find them on the web at creativedigitalgroup.com. The producer of Mythic Imagination is Donna Barnett. Our musical introduction is by Jeffrey Armus. He can be found on the web at jeffreyarmus.com, GeoffreyArmes. It was a delight speaking with O.R. Melling. She's the author of The Chronicles of Faery, which includes the award-winning title Hunter's Moon. Her new book, Summer King, will be released this spring. Orla will join us at Mythic Journeys this coming June, and she can be found on the web at www.ormelling.com. No punctuation, just O.R. Melling. To find out more about Mythic Journeys, please visit our website, mythicimagination.org. Thank you very much for listening. We'd love to hear your insights and suggestions. Please email them to info@mythicjourneys.org. Tonight, we'll leave you with a song based on the Irish fairy traditions that found their way across the pond and down the Appalachian mountain chain. The song is called Like Their Feet Had Wings. It's from the Three Weird Sisters CD, Hair of the Frog. Three Weird Sisters can be found on the web at threeweirdsisters.com. This marvelous acoustical group will be part of the entertainment at Mythic Journeys in June.
There's a place in my mind where I can turn away time, where the sound of the fiddle is king. I can't forget about fax machines, cars packing like sardines, cell phones that constantly ring. Across the smooth hardwood floor, I'm sneaking through the back door to hear the fiddler bracing the strings. And like a hypnotic trance. I want to join in the dance. I want to throw my hat into the ring. But as the next dance convenes, I see I'm still in my jeans. My blouse is definitely second string. A tiny lady appears. My protests fall into fears. And soon she's taking me under her wing. Now I'm a princess in crinoline, stepping back out and then dancing like my feet have wings. Like my feet have wings. Like the world's a world away. Like my feet have wings. Every turn's a shadow play. Like my feet have wings.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, at Mythic Imagination, every life is a story, and a story can change the world.